Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How long is this ladder?
Arthur, you'll need to stop asking questions that are either too obvious or have no answer that I can give you.
Sorry.
There, the bottom rung is here.
Well.
Well, indeed. This is most definitely a cave system. However, the walls are black with the burning of flames. Sconces held torches long ago, and the ground is well trodden.
What does that mean? Why on earth...
There is a single pathway forward. It's fairly narrow, however.
This is man-made?
Well, not the cave, but this is definitely all intentional.
Who was this widow? To have built such a... What on earth is...
What did I just say about asking questions? Forward is the only way that will begin to shed light on any of this.
Right, right. Forward. It's an odd feeling, not being able to control my hands. Even though I've lived my whole life being in control of my body, something about how quickly I've forgotten it scares me.
Arthur, you know that I am not.
No, I know. Or at least I believe you when you say that you're not contributing to this, but...
But I'm still the one gaining parts of you.
Yes. Still, I have to say I'm performing miraculously well for having lost my sight.
I have no frame of reference, but I'm sure you're doing very well given the circumstances.
Yes, the circumstances, which at this moment are closer to dire than flush with easy options.
We may not have a way off the island, but this is where we wanted to be. This is, as you said it, the culmination of our work.
Yes, but how does it all fit together? The widow moved here to be close to her husband, and she built this place, this cavernous, well-trodden path deep within the cave, with her own hands.
Supposedly. However, the lighthouse keeper said she was not alone. Remember, he also said that some claimed she stayed with the lighthouse keeper of that time. A much more likely possibility is that he helped her with all of this.
I'm not sure what he meant by that, but this would be an immeasurable amount of work for just one person. Even one motivated by love.
Arthur.
Yes?
I'm not sure it was love that kept her close to her husband's body.
Why?
The cavern has opened up again. We are in a large room, the ceiling of which is covered in large, empty, rectangular plots.
What?
This room is littered with open coffins. We're under the graveyard, Arthur. The coffins were removed from below.
Why?
Arthur, nothing about this seems like she acted alone.
But then who?
There's no way she could have done all of this.
John?
Arthur.
Something is down here with us.
Yes.
Amanda traveled through here. She...
had the safety of the lighthouse keeping everything at bay.
Right. Let's just keep moving, quietly. Is there anything here? Anything of importance?
Symbols.
Which?
There is the symbol that was on my book. It's carved into the wall here.
On the wall? How is it?
This place is more ornate, almost ceremonial.
What the hell is going on here? Does this area look used?
Not for a while, I think.
What do we do?
We keep moving, low and slow, and we find what Amanda uncovered.
All right.
There's an exit to this room, along the back wall. Another passage. It's opened up here to a hallway. However, it's built, crafted even. The walls are no longer natural stone, but cut, carved, and placed. The floor is no longer dirt either. It's instead laid with stone. The sconces no longer look to hold torches, but candles.
Candles? What on earth?
There are a number of doorways leading off of this room. They look to be made of thick oak wood. And then it continues on.
Let's move into one of the rooms.
It's a room. Small, dark.
Okay. So?
Jesus.
What?
Nothing. It's... this looks like someone's living quarters. A table, chair, a bed. Sort of.
So someone was living down here?
The widow, maybe.
Does this room look like her room?
Difficult to tell. I think not, though. It's more simple. There's the symbol again on the table, and black robes in the corner on a mannequin. Thus why I...
The fright, right.
Yes.
Does it seem ceremonial to you?
Yes.
What about the other doorways off of the main hall?
Well, let's look. This is another room, similar to the last one, but just with slightly different things in it. Nothing jumps out.
Another bedroom of sorts?
Yes.
This all seems like an organization of some sort.
A cult?
Yes. All living here under the ground in this cave system?
If they are a cult, what or who are they worshipping? Something is coming. Hide.
Can the door lock?
Yes, but...
let's just lock the door.
Arthur, there's no time. Climb under the bed and hide.
Fine.
Arthur, douse the flame.
Her skin was sagging and old. Ancient, even.
A woman?
Yes.
The widow?
No, it... Well, I don't know.
Is she gone?
Yes. Light the flame again.
What room are we... Does it look like...
I think it might be her room. I only glanced around this room when we entered. It seemed to be similar, but the closer I look... It looks as though a woman has lived here at one point.
How do you...
The other room had a robe for a man. This one has woman's clothing strewn about the floor.
Strewn about?
Yes, I thought it looked like the other room, but this is in a much worse state.
How?
It's difficult to see against the tint of the lamplight, but... The color of the bedspread, it stained a deep brown and torn, as if the insides of a mattress have been taken out. The bed itself is worn flat nearly. The table has been knocked over, and the walls have deep gouges in them.
As if someone were trying to escape? Or?
As if someone were counting.
Shh.
Never mind.
What does all of this mean?
Compared to the other room, this one looks well used, as if someone spent a lot of time in here.
You said the gouges on the wall look as if someone was counting.
Yes.
Why?
They're less haphazard, in a line, just, it looks that way.
Fair enough. But if someone was in this room for a long time, if she was in this room for a long time, maybe there is something here, other than the lines, to show how long.
Like what?
I don't know. You're the one with my eyes.
I see a dresser. The bed is, as I said, worn through. The table beside has some papers sticking out of the open drawer. These are drawings.
Of what?
Some portraits, like the one upstairs, the painting.
These are paintings?
No, sketches, but seemingly by the same hand.
The widow? Was that a self-portrait upstairs?
Perhaps.
What are the images of?
There is one in fine lines, well done. It shows another sketch of her, the widow.
An alternate take on the portrait, perhaps?
Yes, perhaps. Another angle of sorts.
What else?
More of her, some scenery, and a man.
A man?
Yes, he wears clothes similar to that of the lighthouse keeper. It's a different man, though, much older, more dignified, almost.
Dignified?
Regal, maybe? He looks almost like a scholar.
A scholar?
There's another here. He's in a much more romanticized pose.
Oh.
Truthfully, based on this, I would gather they had a relationship.
Really? I guess she needed comfort after all.
Yes, the images tell a story of sorts. She... seems to draw him timidly at first, poses like him sitting on the dock, then slightly more intimate.
Well.
Here's a portrait of his face, his eyes. They look cold. She's penned his name here. Antoine.
Antoine. Are there more?
Yes, only...
Only what?
They get darker.
Darker? How so?
These images, they're less fine, more bizarre. More pictures of the tunnels and the caves.
They moved down here.
Her drawings, they look more like impressions now. Less than even... Oh.
What?
They're no longer of anything I can discern, just scribbles.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Huh. I believed the lighthouse keeper when he said she came here for her husband, but obviously at some point she became intimate with this Antoine.
How does that explain all of this, these caves?
He must have known about them, seduced her for whatever nefarious purpose, to join this cult below the island.
Arthur, we should move.
Yes.
It sounds like she's down towards the underside of the graveyard.
Then we move deeper in.
Let's move quieter here. The ground is softer, more likely to reveal our position.
Right.
The tunnel splits here, left or right?
God. Left?
This looks like it might be a dead end.
Just a dead end? There isn't...
Wait. No.
What?
Well, this is a dead end, but the dirt here is soft, as if something had been buried recently.
Or something had been recently unearthed.
Arthur, this looks like a nest. We need to leave, now.
So, when the lighthouse died...
Whatever was buried must have awoken.
The widow, we think, right?
Perhaps. I have no idea what this cult worshipped, let alone their burial practices. Suffice to say, this is not where Amanda was spending her time.
Let's go right this time, shall we?
More rooms. There's a large hallway here and more doorways leading off. I think we can slip inside one and stay relatively quiet.
Right. Which one?
Let me see. Take a few steps forward. This one looks like a dining area. Continue.
We should...
This one.
You sound certain?
Yes.
All right.
I think it's safe to lock the door this time. I think this is where Amanda was.
Oh, what room is it?
A library. There's a table here, with books on it. It's clear this room has been recently used. There's even a bedroll in the corner.
She slept down here.
Move to the table. Let's look there first.
Right.
The table has a number of volumes laid out. Most of them seem to be translation-based, but there are two right in front of where she sat. One has the symbol that was on the bottom of her note. The other has the symbol on the book that I came from.
What? Is it the same one?
The book looks different, less worn for one.
Well, this could answer so many questions about you and where you came from. I mean, on the other hand...
What other hand, Arthur? This is why we came here. All of this is for finding out why I am attached to you.
Yes, but she didn't draw your symbol on the bottom of the note. And she alluded to being wrong.
It doesn't matter, Arthur.
It might. Who knows how much time we have here before...
Arthur, read the book with my symbol on it.
Look, I don't care what you think. Amanda drew that symbol in the bottom of her letter, which means at the very least it's what she came to learn about, and that is why we are here.
We're here for answers about my book, the one you left back on the road a month ago, remember?
Now listen to me. I have much more to lose if we don't find a way to separate us. Look, I understand more than anyone what it means to find answers to why you're here, but Amanda understood this world better than you and I, therefore I am putting my faith in the fact that she discovered something that will hopefully make sense of what we've experienced thus far. All right? John, I need you with me on this. You've asked many times for me to believe you, and I am asking you to believe me now. I believe this is the right course of action.
Fine.
Thank you. Now let's look at that book.
As I said, it looks similar to the other one. Its binding is slightly darker. The pages within seem to be a bit less uniform in their size. The texture on the top and the bottom seems a little more haphazard.
What do you mean?
Comparatively, this book seems less professional. As odd as that sounds to say about books of this nature.
Right, and what of the symbol? What does it actually look like?
It's very difficult to explain, but the symbol somewhat resembles a coiled body or serpentine lines, with two others twisting and turning upwards.
Interesting.
Yes, they're almost like... It's as if two tentacles were branching upward.
Tentacles?
Yes, like that of an octopus.
And you've never seen this symbol before?
Not that I recall.
Not even in the Dark World?
I've been pleasantly forgetting about that place.
You described it so vividly when we first met.
Yes, Arthur, but I'm thankful to say that for whatever reason it seems to slip through my mind now. I don't know whether it's being in this world once again, or...
Once again?
Yes, once again. I just mean to say that part of me feels like I was alive once before.
Really?
Yes, I assume that was obvious to you.
I don't know, John. There's still a lot we don't know.
Well, perhaps this book will provide the first of many answers that we will receive.
Right.
This book is written in the same language as the other.
You read the language, though. You read the other book, didn't you?
I could, but not make sense of it.
Well, how does that add up?
I don't have an easy answer for you, Arthur. Suffice to say that I can read this without understanding what it means.
Well, then there's no sense in trying to read it here.
Luckily, we don't have to. It looks like Amanda has made some notes here.
Brilliant. What does it say?
She talks about certain passages, outlines a few of them here in her notes. She hasn't written in the book, but slotted pieces of paper folded within. A few of the larger sections seem to be summarized, points that she's uncovered.
Does any of it seem important?
She writes here about a mask. A pallid mask.
A pallid mask?
Yes. She's directly translated something here. Song of my soul, my voice is dead. Die thou, unsung as tears unshed.
Oh, it sounds like poetry of some sort.
She's also drawn the sign again under this page and underlined something.
What did she underline?
The King in Yellow.
John? John, are you okay? John? John! John, what the fuck? John! Just happened. Where did you go?
Go?
You weren't answering. I couldn't see. And that thing...
I was somewhere else.
Are you here now?
Yes. Yes.
She came back.
Yes. She came back. The widow.
Yes, I shouted for you. I must have stirred her. I feel like a fucking idiot.
You're in Amanda's cot in the corner.
Am I? Yes, I suppose. I just ran to the corner and hid. Are you okay?
Yes, Arthur. There's a lot I don't understand about what's going on. I'm sorry.
Sorry? No, it's all right.
Her bed... She has some things here.
Like what?
A letter.
A proper letter?
Yes, in a sealed envelope with Anna written on it.
That must be who she wrote, our A. What is it... We should move.
Agreed. If she moves back into this room and finds you, I don't see a way out.
Okay.
Wait.
What?
Grab the books.
Right.
I don't see her. Wait.
She's there?
Yes. She's pawing around in the darkness as if looking for us.
Can we slip out, back to the entrance? I think we're done down here.
It would be past her. She could see us. Do you really think you can move quiet enough?
Well, I mean, maybe. It would be a gamble, but staying here would be a gamble just as much.
Or
what?
Or we could move further in. The hallway continues on deeper into the caves.
We have what we came here for, right?
Yes, but the only way out is past her. I don't know how quiet you can be, Arthur. Maybe there's another way out deeper in.
Fuck.
Either way, you need to choose now. Try to sneak past her to the entrance, or hope that there's another exit deeper down.
Then further down we go.
Yes?
Yes, there is no way I'll be able to sneak past her undetected, especially not being able to see my way forward. Even then, it would be a jog back to the hatch that led us down here.
And you believe there to be an exit?
I don't know, but we'll figure that out when we're away from her.
Right. Stay low and keep your hand on the left wall. The passage here moves downward rather steeply. The walls are smoothed stone, as if hands have run across them for centuries. The passageway is opening up here. Oh.
What?
Arthur, this is a huge room. A temple of sorts. A place of worship. There's an altar and a stone floor raised slightly to give an elevated feel to the circle around the center of this room. The walls are all dark stone. Sconces sit above piles of melted wax. Ceremonies of some sort were performed here. Blood stains the stone slab in the center of the room. And there are at least two passageways out.
God.
I can't really tell what... Oh my God.
What?
The ceiling. It's... There is a massive sculpted image of a creature. Like the one we saw in the house back in Arkham.
Shub-Niggurath.
Yes. They've used the stalactites as trees, almost, and carved his visage into the stonework above. It's unnerving, to say the least.
Jesus, we need to read this.
The letter?
Yes, we need to understand what Amanda found exactly. Her note upstairs was vague at best. I understand now that she wanted to protect all of this from getting out, from getting into the wrong hands, but we need context, and it's clear that she spent a lot of time down here. Before
the widow woke.
Before she died. All right, what does it say?
My dear friend Anna, I miss you. I hope things are well with you. I don't know if you'll come find me. This letter may go unread for centuries. Perhaps it will never be found. Buried within the rock and stone beneath the island, in the library I now write this from. Or perhaps I will return, grab the letter myself, and find the answers I know we both desperately seek. Perhaps I'm being too dire. As I'm sure you must be able to understand, I never left that basement. The events that happened 10 years ago, the stone slabs, the cavernous walls, Antoine's final plan, the portal, and Henry's sacrifice, all of it stayed with me. I've carried it for these 10 years. I thought coming here to Harper's Hill would give me the tools to start again, and maybe it would have, had I not seen him. Antoine. Not alive, but in a photo. He was the same, like he hadn't aged a day, and yet the photo I saw in the book called A History of Harper's Hill was from almost 100 years ago. He was the lighthouse keeper. I knew I couldn't run from this anymore. I mean, this man, this monster who ruined our lives, who ruined Emily's life. He was staring back at me from the pages of a book. I sought to find the island, and discovered what was beneath it. This cavernous hideout. I spent weeks poring over rooms, over pages, texts, diaries, to form what I think brought Antoine here. The promise to a dying master of his from far too long ago to summon Shub-Niggurath and bring about the end of the world. A task that could only be completed by finding those who were connected by blood to those who first started the ceremony 600 years prior. Obviously, as you and I know, it failed. But something didn't add up. I didn't understand how he fit into the story. Not Antoine, or the creature that Henry killed, the abomination that Antoine tried to bring to this world. No, the one that came out of the gateway after. You know who I'm talking about. The one who wore yellow. With Antoine's story tied to a neat bow, I looked through other texts that he had here, other tomes that seemed to reveal more of this other world, And then I found it. The King in Yellow. The King has nothing to do with Antoine, Anna, nor his plans. He simply used the portal because it was there. An opportunist who chose to enter our world. It sent a chill up my spine. Then I saw his eyes in town. I don't know how, but he found me. He is active still. I knew that it was only a matter of time, so I learned all that I could. Anna, this temple is not dedicated to him. It is here to serve Antoine's machinations, to fulfill his original goal in summoning Shub-Niggurath. He spent hundreds of years between here and the lighthouse, waiting. But all of that had ended now. The King in Yellow is the real threat, and he seeks to find me. There is an order that may still exist. Those who worship the King in a town north of here called Leary. You and I were young, or younger. I understand why we didn't see the form that emerged as something different, but he is here, and he will find you just as he found me. The only two who know he exists in the world. Good luck, Anna. May you find answers in Leary. Your friend, Sarah.
So these girls were the ones in the house. This Antoine was the original owner, or the one who conducted whatever ceremony transpired in that secret basement. He opened a gateway for Shub-Niggurath.
But something else came out of the portal before it closed.
The King in Yellow.
Arthur, she's coming this way.
We need to move from this room.
Left or
right? Left. There's no time to debate. So none of this has to do with Shub-Niggurath?
No, that must have been what Amanda, Sarah, had meant when she said that they were wrong.
And this temple is but a dead shrine to a being that no longer... what, exists?
She didn't say, but I didn't get the impression that they were around anymore. Whatever happened with Antoine in that basement ended it.
Right. What's down here?
Nothing. It's a dead end.
What?
Arthur... She's coming this way.
There must be something. What is in this room?
Boxes, crates, maybe supplies.
Can we move it? Is there anything...
Wait.
What?
Do you hear that?
Running water.
There must be something. Move that box. No, that one. Yes. There's a very small space at the bottom. A trickle of water sounding behind it.
How small?
It would be a tight squeeze. Get down on your belly.
Right. God, I can't even...
We have to try. Turn your head to the right.
I can barely move.
Arthur, move forward.
Does it open?
I don't know, Arthur. Keep moving. Keep shimmying. The space is barely big enough for you. You need to slide on your stomach.
John, I feel very claustrophobic right now. I'm feeling a bit scared.
Hundreds of feet below the ground in a tight stone hole moving down into the dark with a creature behind you. Why do you feel scared?
John, this is not...
Relax. You have this. Keep inching forward.
I feel like it's...
Moving downward, yes.
I can feel the blood rushing to my head.
Arthur, just breathe.
I can't. I can barely move my chest. The passage, it's so tight. John, I can't breathe. The hole, it's too small to fit through.
Breathe out, all the way, so your lungs are empty, and then squeeze through to the end.
I won't have any air.
Then move quickly.
God.
Now. Arthur.
Yes.
Well done. But she is climbing through the hole behind us.
What? Fuck.
We need to move.
Is there a rock? Something I can...
To your right, on the ground. What are you...
I'm gonna smash her fucking brains in when she climbs out of the hole behind me.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Huh? dead. Arthur! Jesus, Arthur, she's dead.
I'm so done with things trying to fight us.
Was she?
What? Of course. She was. How can you even...
Arthur, she didn't seem like... I don't know. She seemed like someone who might have been taken advantage of.
How? She was a cultist, John. She
was a widow who moved out here to be with her husband.
Who joined up with an insane cult. She's a monster, for fuck's sake. How can you...
Her drawings, I don't know. Didn't it feel like she might have been coerced? Maybe by the promise of her husband's return.
Then she deserves this for being so eagerly duped. I never would have let myself...
I think you give yourself too much credit.
Fuck you, John.
Fuck me! Fuck your eyes!
Fine. I'll do it myself. You think I need you? I don't need you. I can feel. There. It's a passage. I've had nothing but fucking trouble since I met you. You fucking prick. Okay. There. I feel fresh air. You fucking... And stone, not cave stone, but carved stone. Pieces, slabs. Yes. On the walls, it goes around. Okay. This goes around here. There. I know where this is. This is below the... This is the lighthouse basement. Fuck you. Should be a ladder. Yes. You think I need you? I don't need you. There's a hatch here. Fuck you, John. Back in the lighthouse. I'll find a boat. I'll get off this island. And then I will... Fuck you. What? Oh, right. The lighthouse keeper, he... It doesn't matter. I'm done with this place. I'm gonna go back down to...
Excuse me, can you stop right there, please?
What? Who,
Don't move.
Who,
We're looking for a Lawrence Holder, is that you?
No, that's not me.
No, that ain't you. Mitchell, can you go see who else is in that lighthouse? Sir, whose blood do you have all over you? Answer me, what's your name?
My name is Arthur.
Yeah? Do you have ID to confirm that?
Yes, no. Oh.
Anybody in there?
Colin, there's a body here. He's fucking... Jesus Christ.
What? Spill out.
His skin is... It looks like he's been... He's fucking dead.
What the fuck?
I...
Sir, I need you to turn around.
No, I...
His skin was pulled out and he...
Hey, Cadwell, take a breath. It's okay.
Right.
So you do have ID. Lawrence Holder, what a surprise. Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm alright, yeah.
Hey, it's okay. We got him.
You're right.
John.
You need to shut up right now. Alright, can you take him back or you want me to?
Oh yeah, maybe you could take him back.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Relax.
I'm not who you think
I am. I don't fucking care. You're lucky I didn't shoot you on the spot. I don't fucking get you, man. You tell a man your name back in Harper's Hill on the docks. You ask to use his boat. He says no. Come on. And then you steal one in broad daylight and think no one's gonna come after you.
Shut up.
And then you come here to what? Kill some guy? You fucking psycho.
John.
It's Officer Burkhart. You sit down and you shut the fuck up. You sit still until we're done.
John, you selfish prick. You could have told me they were there. You could have done anything. And instead, you let me. You let us. Fuck you, John. This is all your fault. All of it. Every bad choice we've ever made, every moment that's fucked us, is because of you. I had a life until I met you. Now look at me. I'm nothing. I've lost everything I ever cared about because of you. Fuck you.
I killed your partner.
What?
I killed your fucking partner.
Was it
an accident? No. I did it because I wanted to kill him. Now sit here, shut up, and let me watch these men fuck your life up.
No, that's fair, but ultimately don't work because we're gonna have to send him back for the body. Let's go.
This sick fuck.
Don't look at him. Just, let's get out of here. He's gonna be locked up for a long time.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.